This is a special Northwest Spectrum this morning. It's another Day with Abby. My guest this morning is Adam Green, the father of 7-year-old Abby Green. The subject of our Northwest Spectrum for another Day with Abby is scheduled for November 19th at the Dole Mansion in Crystal Lake, an event with live music, hors d'oeuvres, raffle prizes, and a silent auction. It'll help take some of the financial stress away from the Green family. I want you to hear about Abby through her father, Adam. As Abigail, Abby was diagnosed with DIPG, a rare inoperable brain tumor.
So my daughter Abigail is 7 years old. She's in second grade at Coventry Elementary in Crystal Lake. She was recently diagnosed on the 19th of September with a condition called DIPG. DIPG is a inoperable brain tumor located in the brainstem. It's a malignant tumor with a 0% chance of survival. She is currently undergoing radiation treatments at Northwestern. For the next, I would say, 15 or 16 days or so, she'll be undergoing those radiation treatments. And then at that point, we come home and figure out exactly what our next steps are.
All of these medical expenses, this is a very expensive process with the radiation treatments and things like that. You know, Ronald McDonald House is involved, so that's a great thing that way. Costs money. One of the reasons why we're holding this another Day with Abby.
Correct. I mean, on top of the medical expenses, which, you know, even though we have insurance, are still very, very high, you know, the cost of travel to and from, you know, treatments in the city. You know, my wife is not working. She's, you know, kind of pitching in full time. You know, I'm working as much as I have to, but, you know, I do have to take some time off, obviously, to help out and to be with her. This benefit is going to go a long way towards helping my family, not only, you know, with medical expenses, but also, you know, take some time off work because of the prognosis and because of the outcome to really spend quality time with her while we can.
The event itself, that, as I mentioned, is a Dole Mansion. You've got help from friends setting it up. And you'd like, you know, obviously as many people as possible, you'd like to get a good crowd there to this event for, you know, for the appetizers and the raffle and the live music and to talk about Abby as well and to show her support that there are a lot of people out there who love her and want to do as much as they can to help.
Correct. I mean, you know, getting a good turnout for this event is important for us. You know, we want to show our daughter that, you know, the whole community is behind her. And, you know, we've already been, you know, almost overwhelmed with the love and support from friends, family, and just overall members of the McHenry County community. But, you know, I think this event will really show her that, you know, everybody's really behind her and, you know, we're all going to go out and have a good time at the Dole Mansion and, you know, we're going to, you know, bring her and, you know, she's going to do a little walkthrough and see, just sort of see the love and support that she has from the friends and family in the community.
You mentioned that she's receiving treatment right now, but normally she would be a second grader in one of the schools in Crystal Lake. That's got to be difficult for her too, you know, taking her out of the school system, you know, because that's the norm with all of her friends and, you know, having to undergo as many treatments as she has to. Isn't that kind of, is there a way to, you know, try to normalize her life as much as possible?
Well, that's sort of what we're trying to do right now. You know, up until September 14th, she was attending second grade and every day. And September 14th, she had her first MRI. And 3 hours after her MRI, we were down at Robert and Ann Laurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago, and she hasn't been back to school since. So, you know, there's a lot of resources in the hospital. Anna Robert Laurie's at Northwestern. So we are trying to, you know, normalize her life as much as possible. She's seeing her Girl Scout troop friends. She's, while she's undergoing radiation, obviously she can't go back to school, but we hope that, you know, after this radiation treatment, we'll be able to get her back and into class and, you know, going forward for as long as she can.
The disease that she has, the rare brain tumor that she has, I had never heard of it before. You probably never heard of it either, but I imagine it's once you got the diagnosis, you probably had to start doing a lot of research on that.
Correct. It was actually something I've never heard of before. I've never encountered it. I've never heard of a friend that had it. It was just something that I was completely oblivious to in my life. And after that diagnosis, you know, I did a lot of research and found out that it's a very extremely rare condition, 300 children a year. It's a strong community of people. We've sort of, once we started looking, you know, we found all these other families in you know, Michigan and, you know, Buffalo Grove and, you know, places, even Alabama, that are going through similar things that we are. And, you know, it's a very strong community of parents and, you know, former parents of children inflicted by this awful disease. And, It was a hard diagnosis. And, you know, the hardest thing is knowing that it's been around for, you know, decades and decades. And unlike other diseases like leukemia, there hasn't been any sort of advancements in the field. So, you know, while there cancers have sort of progressed and we've been able to treat and deal, you know, this has been the one thing, especially for children, that has never seen any progress.
What is life like then for Abby at the Ronald McDonald House?
So the Ronald McDonald House is a wonderful organization, and I encourage anybody to research what they do and donate. But it's a free housing service for families that are undergoing, who have children, I believe it's under 12, that are undergoing treatments for various illnesses and don't have the means to, you know, get a hotel for months at a time, but who does downtown Chicago and are too far away to commute realistically every day. So they provide temporary housing services. So Abby, we stay in a room at Ronald McDonald. We get up at 6:30 to catch a shuttle to Northwestern for radiation. You know, she does radiation treatments, take about half an hour. After that, we have meetings with various oncologists, physical therapy, occupational therapy. So her day's pretty full, you know, seeing doctors and you know, getting tested and services provided by the hospital. And then we go back and we eat and, you know, go to bed early and wake up and do it all again the next day.
Now, you mentioned, you know, your wife, Rachel, you know, she's taking the early train going into Chicago, making sure that she's there. So when Abby receives her treatment, you know, there's a family member there. And you mentioned to me that you have a lot of friends who help out. So you have a good support network.
Correct. And my wife has taken off work. She was a hairstylist and a waitress. You know, she's completely taken off work to help care for our daughter. And on top of Abigail, you know, we have a 4-year-old Emma who, you know, we also have to make sure is taken care of. And so you can't, you know, devote entirely to Abigail. You know, we have to make sure that Emma's taken care of too. But we have a wonderful support network of friends, families, you know, people willing to help us out and always make sure that not only Abigail has somebody to, you know, take care of her and just be there for her. When we can't, you know, Emma does too. So
once again, you know, for those people who are coming late to our program, our Northwest Spectrum program, Another Day with Abby, and I'm talking to Adam Green, Abby's father, and, you know, we want to make sure that we get the message out about the upcoming event on November 19th at the Dole Mansion. And, you know, tell me about that again, and what's, you know, what's part of this this event, and how do people get tickets for it?
So tickets can be purchased through our website, which is simply www.anotherdaywithabby.com. It's a website that was generously created and maintained by our talented friends and family members. Tickets can be purchased for the Dole Mansion there. They're $125. All proceeds go to my family to help with medical costs and travel costs and just, you know, whatever comes up. Tickets can be purchased there. It's going to be a fun event. It's about 6 to 10 p.m. Friday, November 19th. We're going to have live music. We're going to have great appetizers, the raffle prizes. I've almost been overwhelmed with the kind of prizes that we're having. You know, Dalzell Jewelry is donating some items. The Chicago Cubs are donating a signed baseball. We have Blackhawks tickets. We're going to have Bears tickets. It's almost overwhelming, the support, not only from friends, but friends of friends and, you know, community members within McHenry County that have donated and are willing to, you know, put things up and really, you know, try to make this event as special as possible.
First contact with Another Day with Abby was a poster. Yeah. I received a couple of posters. We put one up at our radio stations, and I understand there's posters up throughout the area in the northwest suburbs for this. But I was asking you about your daughter. You know, she has this pretty picture of her in front of a milkshake, and, you know, and so for some people that will be the first time they see, you know, what she looks like, and she looks like any normal child, beautiful girl with brown eyes.
Yeah, she's still that. I mean, you know, even though she's been afflicted with this awful condition, she's still a 7-year-old kid. She wants to go out, she wants to run, she wants to play, she wants to eat candy 24 hours a day. And, you know, it's the one hardest part, I think, about the condition is the fact that she's still the same kid. I mean, there's nothing externally wrong with her. You know, she's still ready to go. She wants to go back to school. She wants to go to her Girl Scout meetings. You know, it's, you know, she doesn't really understand the radiation treatments and all this attention she's getting. So, you know, she's a great kid, and I encourage everybody to, you know, visit the website. We have some other pictures up there. I wrote a little, few paragraphs about her and some of our experiences. And, you know, I encourage everybody, you know, she's going to be at the event on the 19th. She's going to do a little walkthrough, say hi to everybody. And, you know, it'd be a good chance for everybody to come and meet, you know, what amounts to a really special kid.
What can you tell Abby about DIPG?
That's been an extremely hard road to go down. You know, she knows that she has a brain tumor, and, you know, she had emergency surgery, a biopsy essentially, and a resection of the tumor as much as they could. And then, you know, she knows she underwent some pretty major surgery. And she knows she has a tumor. She knows she's undergoing radiation treatments for the tumor. You know, my wife and I don't have the ability or heart, I guess, to tell her the prognosis. You know, we want her to be, you know, it's unfortunately the prognosis. It's a 0% survival rate. 10% of kids last 2 years, and 1% of kids last 5. And, you know, we're trying to keep her as positive as possible so that she can be that 1% and we can get as much time with her as possible.
Mm-hmm. Do you, you know, thinking about, you know, if I were in a position like that, some people will take pictures, do things for memories. I mean, you know, you hate to think down the road like that, but you want to hold on to your child as long as you can in a situation like this. What are some of the things that you do?
We're taking as much time as possible, and we're trying to make every moment special. You know, my wife's cousin is a photographer, so we've been taking, you know, some pictures. We've actually had a few photographers in the area, you know, that we'll post on the website about that have offered their services up, and we're going to take some family photos to remember, you know, as much as we can, and we're taking as much time as possible. I work for a company called Arlington Resources. It's an HR staffing firm out of Rolling Meadows. The owner of the company and my coworkers are sending us to Disney World in December. So, you know, we're taking advantage of the generosity and you know, kindness of friends and family, and we're making every moment as special as possible.
And so, as we're wrapping up our Northwest Spectrum, a final appeal to people to get their tickets to go to the Dole Mansion, Another Day with Abby, beautiful little girl, you know, with the IPG, and it's very emotional. Obviously, you'd like as many people to know about her as possible. There are just 300 tickets, is it, that you have?
There's 300 tickets, and, you know, they're selling pretty well. So I encourage if there is some interest in the event to get your ticket as soon as possible. But, you know, I understand that not everybody can attend. And you know, even if you can't, I would encourage you to look up the disease. And you know, there's countless websites. Defeat DIPG has been a wonderful resource for us. The Mosier family has reached out to us personally and really helped us come to grips with this. And there's some fabulous information on that website. And I would encourage people to check out the website. And, you know, if you can't make the event, to donate to them, because they provide a lot of wonderful services for children all across the country. They're families that are really struggling with such an awful prognosis, and really makes a difference.
My guest this morning was Adam Green, Another Day with Abby, November 19th at the Dole Mansion. You can follow Abby's journey on her Facebook page, Abigail's Fight with DIPG. You've been listening to Northwest Spectrum. I'm Stu Cohen. Thanks for listening.